This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan is dangerously short of COVID-19 test kits, and the tests themselves present all kinds of logistical problems for clinics and hospitals. As medical teams try to test those deemed most in need, a new testing option is opening up at drive-thrus. In this utterly unique moment in American public health, doctors are hoping that drive-through testing for the new coronavirus might address several problems at once. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has been looking into this and joins me now. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, April.
So an awful lot of people have been hoping that an option like this might be offered widely. Can you tell us where they're being performed right now?
Well, so far, there are four hospital systems that we're aware of performing these curbside tests. There's Beaumont and Metro Detroit, and they have eight hospitals where they're doing testing. There's Spectrum in West Michigan, who has two sites running so far. Henry Ford, Allegiance, and Jackson, although last we checked with them, they had actually run out of tests. And now the University of Michigan, Michigan Medicine, is testing at three of their ambulatory care sites. We know that there are likely more in the works, and there are additional hospitals that are doing curbside assessments for COVID-19, but not the actual testing.
Sarah, why were medical professionals interested in doing drive-through testing? I mean, a lot of us have never even seen anything like this in the medical system before.
Well, as I'm sure we all know right now, COVID-19 is highly contagious. So obviously, if people are infected and don't need immediate medical help, they want to keep them from coming inside a hospital or a doctor's office as much as possible to keep from infecting others. Also, in theory at least, drive-thrus testing could be done pretty quickly, but we'll explore that more in just a couple of minutes.
Well, what makes a person who might have symptoms consistent with coronavirus actually a candidate to get a drive-through test?
That criteria actually varies from hospital to hospital, and there are also a lot of subjective clinical decisions being made on the front lines right now. Let's talk about Beaumont for a minute. They're talking about testing the highest risk individuals, and James Ziada is the chief of emergency medicine at Beaumont Royal Oak, and here's how he describes what that means.
Our elderly patient population, patients with immunocompromised conditions, hypertension, coronary disease, or significantly symptomatic.
Sarah, you talked with a couple of folks who went to Beaumont for drive-through tests. Can you tell us what they shared with you about how this goes?
Sure thing. So the first was Hal Noonan, and he's 63 years old. And he says his symptoms started with a little sniffle in early March and then progressed to a cough and shortness of breath.
A feeling that my lungs aren't right. It's a feeling I've never had before. I'm 63 years old.
He never really had much of a fever, but his doctor's office told him to go get tested. So he went to Beaumont and Royal Oak, and after waiting for more than 6 hours, he did get tested with the nasal swab test, which is how they perform these.
During the course of this, they explain this will be tested for the flu and for the coronavirus if the flu test is negative.
So his flu test did come back negative, and he's still waiting on the COVID-19 results, and he should know that by the end of this week.
All right, that's pretty straightforward. What about the other person you talked to?
All right, her name is Tina Louise, and she's 43 years old. And she has a pretty long story, but basically she's been sick since late February. She did test positive for strep, but she took the round of antibiotics for that and didn't feel any better. And her symptoms include a cough, fever, chest pain, and shortness of breath. So she went to Beaumont Royal Oak to do the drive-through test, and she passed through the initial assessment, and they put her in line. And then she waited for 2 hours, but when she got to the next checkpoint there, a nurse told her,
"Well, I'm really sorry, but, you know, you don't qualify for testing."
So then she went home, and the next day she had a telemedicine appointment, and her doctor told her to go get tested and said, "You know, I've heard Beaumont has this drive-through testing now."
And I kind of laughed a little and was like, "Well, I did that already, and I got turned away."
So the day after that, she called the Beaumont hotline again, and the nurse told her not to come in and was honest with her and said, "The reality of this is that they're rationing tests right now."
So there may be drive-through testing happening, but it's not a test-on-demand situation.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's we just kind of have to guess why Hal got tested and Tina did not. It could be their difference in age. Also, the hospitals are admitting that their test criteria is somewhat fluid, So they're making different decisions. Different hospitals have different criteria. And a lot of people on the front lines are just making a lot of subjective clinical decisions here. So the bottom line is you could be sent to a drive-through but still not get a test. But the best thing to do is to call the hospital hotlines that these hospitals have set up to check for their criteria and get an assessment before you do that. And we'll put all this information up at michiganradio.org so people can check it out.
2 hours in line and some people are still not getting tested. I mean, I just wonder what the mood has got to be like at these drive-through testing sites. Did the folks that you talked to tell you anything about that?
Yeah, I guess Tina Louise told me that she was FaceTiming with her friend the whole time, so that helped her a lot. You know, she obviously had some pretty significant anxiety about this, so that helped her get through that. Hal Noonan, who waited in line for 6 hours, said, you know, it was just, you just kind of have to wait it out and sit there. And he was making constant Facebook posts about the whole thing. So I think social media and things like FaceTime are helping people out.
Sarah, thanks for the report. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you.